Welcome to this very special edition of Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and we are celebrating KALW's public radio party with homegrown Bay Area rapper Tom Shimura, also known as Lyrics Born. Lyrics Born has performed around the world and is the author of Yes, Bay Area, an illustrated collection of tweets inspired by his observations of Bay Area life. Welcome, Lyrics Born. We're so thrilled to have you here with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
The public radio party. So I understand that you actually got your start in hip-hop at a college radio station at UC Davis.
That's right. Yeah, I was a on-air personality and DJ at KDVS at UC Davis for a number of years while I was in college there, and it's really where I got my professional start, I would say, as a musician, you know, and as an artist, was digging through all those old crates and getting experience behind the mic and, you know, touching the vinyl and talking to people and building relationships with the community and, you know, all that stuff.
All that good stuff that public radio can bring.
Yeah, that only public radio can bring.
Yeah. And we're going to be celebrating music of the Bay Area, public radio, during this special hour-long edition of Cross Currents. And we're also going to be reading from Lyrics Born's wonderful book called Yes, Bay Area. It's all about this unique place that we share. And Lyrics Born is going to give us one of these.
Two coffee shop hipsters passively aggressively debating over whose neighborhood is more dangerous.
Yes, Bay Area.
Chick working at the party store with a name tag that says Indica. Yes, Bay Area. House in the hills with a sob on bricks on the front lawn.
Yes, Bay Area. All right, well, we'll hear more from Lyrics Born. We'll hear more of his music, and we'll get more from Yes, Bay Area. Lyrics Born is a celebrated rapper and Bay Area native, and we're going to hear all about music in this special edition of Cross Currents. So let's get things moving with our first story.
Wait. Hey, that's all right.
When you think about record collections, you might imagine a scene like this.
It has a large center hole and a hair crack.
But the crack is so tight, it's completely inaudible.
But a tight hair crack is just that, a crack. I don't collect cracked records. I only pay premium on mint records. Seymour, you know that.
That's from the movie Ghost World. But you don't have to be a diehard vinyl fanatic to enjoy collecting and sharing records. Across the country, vinyl record consumption is going up. And just last week, the largest vinyl pressing plant in America announced it will open a second location to keep up with demand. The Oakland Museum of California recently launched the exhibit Vinyl, the Sound and Culture of Records, which takes a hands-on approach to vinyl appreciation. KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum spent time at the exhibit, and she brings us this report.
When was the last time you went to a museum and learned how to DJ? Or sat around for hours listening to rare mint condition records? Walking into Vinyl, one of the newest exhibits at the Oakland Museum of California, feels like hanging out in a record store with some of the coolest record collectors in the Bay Area. Senior art curator Rene de Guzman has gone out of his way to break most every rule about a museum show, especially look, don't touch.
In front of us is the video teaching you how to play a record on a turntable. To my right, there's a monitor on the wall that has historical clips of these kind of industry commercials touting the next advance in stereo technology.
Visitors can be a DJ for the day at a turntable station. You can learn to mix between two records, just like you'd see a DJ doing in a nightclub. There are also milk crates filled with records, a sculpture that reacts to the cranking of a phonograph, videos on the technology of records, and a sea of beanbags meant for social listening, which on the day that I went, were filled to capacity with families taking a moment to stop, listen, and react to the music that other museum goers were playing.
It's really interesting to see how people sort of size up the room. Maybe they're trying to get a sense of what they like, but they're probably thinking about what these other people might want to hear. So that's a really interesting social experience there.
The show is designed to engage museum goers to consider how we play and share music in the 21st century. Listening to MP3s is a solitary act. Records are a physical, immersive experience.
The relationship between records and the digital age is really what this whole show is about.
The record crates especially invite people to stay here for hours. Museum goer Patrick Kilgallen seemed determined to look through every single crate.
There's some records in here that I don't have that just made me super curious right off the bat. And that's why I'm still here an hour and 15 minutes later. I mean, it's not a very big exhibit at all, but I think I'm going to stick around for a few more hours till they throw me out. Me and my friend Patrick and Camille, we just love vinyl. We love putting our hands on it. We love that soft pressure sound, that crackle that happens.
But this isn't just a vintage experience. Americans are buying more new records today than at any other time in the last 25 years. De Guzman isn't surprised by the resurgence.
I think we're tired of being alone in front of our computers, and we're tired of algorithms recommending tastes and ideas to us. So I think records are part of this need to engage with culture in a social environment that grounds us in place and community.
Each element of the exhibit speaks to that need. Most of the records are organized around a theme curated by local musicians, music journalists, and authors, with mixes like Americana, the wild and twisted present and past of country music, and A Love Affair with California.
So sprinkled throughout these crates are really strong representations of the Bay Area.
One of the exhibit's featured curators, Alec Palau, tours the exhibit with De Guzman. They discuss one of the show's main takeaways.
I think the record experience allows us is the intention to listen to music rather than as a background or as an add-on, as wallpaper. Right.
For most kids nowadays, music is wallpaper while they're playing a video game or texting or whatever it is they're doing, yeah? It's just a buzz going on in their earbuds.
Palau is one of the Bay Area's most notable collectors of 1960s rock and roll and soul music. He showed me his studio in El Cerrito, also home to his personal record collection.
Home office and studio and the record room. Excuse the mess in here.
Palau makes a living from his eye for collecting. He's produced hundreds of reissue compilations, mostly focused on 1960s rock and roll and soul, earning 4 Grammy nominations in categories like Best Historical Album and Best Album Notes. He has thousands of 45s and full-length albums filed into a space about half the size of a school bus.
From the left, it's British and foreign 60s rock and roll, U.S. 60s rock and roll, Bay Area, 2 whole shelves just for Bay Area stuff.
Palau was working on a crate of records for the exhibit comprised of 45s, also known as 7 inches by their diameter. Bay Area artists released plenty of sought-after 45s, especially in the 1960s and 70s. Artists such as Sly and the Family Stone, Roger Collins, and Bobby Freeman.
Would you mind putting on a record?
From the Bay Area soul boxes. No apologies for a well-worn copy of this.
Palau knows every album in here, but he admits he can never have enough.
I collect records because I love music. I'll certainly use records in that way to kind of, make myself feel better, which is what really, I think at the end of the day, that's what music is. It has that power. It hits you right in the brain. There aren't that many forms of art that can do that. I think the mainstream doesn't often recognize that. Name of the group, by the way, the Apollos. They're 3 young women, 2 of whom grew up in the Bay Area.
Experiencing that physical and emotional weight reminds me that a record isn't just a song on your computer. You can't stream it, but you can share it. From the moment it's pressed to the second you drop the needle, the music is in somebody's hands. Maybe you've forgotten what that feels like. Maybe you never knew. In the Bay Area, records are always nearby, on a shelf or in a crate, waiting to be discovered. After all, you can't pick up an MP3. In Oakland, I'm Ashley Ann Krigbaum for Cross Currents.